not getting much sleep, or at least you've been pretty busy watching the games lately. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah. It's a hectic tournament. There are up to 8 games a day, 6 of them now, so I am getting a little bit more sleep now, but it's a lot to cover. But for everybody involved, it's tons of fun. And now that teams are getting knocked out, you have 4 teams knocked out in the B bracket at this point, so there are a lot of player fans at this point.
Well, can you give me an example of some of the games that have played recently and how they may advance in the final games this weekend? Let's start with the women's bracket. What can you tell us about that?
Haynes is really good in the women's bracket. They have Sarah Elliott, who's a great player. They kind of rolled over Hoonah, and then Hoonah dropped down to the loser's bracket against in a game versus Cake, who lost to Craig. And then Hoonah beat Cake pretty handily yesterday. I think Hoonah held Cake to 4 points in the second half, so they're a good team defensively. They will play 2 p.m. against the loser of a Haynes and Craig match.
How about over on the men's side? What are some of the matchups that you're seeing kind of solidify here?
Well, there's going to be a game versus the winners of Cake and Heidelberg and Haynes versus Angoon. Now, Haynes and Angoon are in the winner's bracket still, and Angoon's won a bunch of close games. They know how to close games out, and Haynes has had a bit of an easier go of it, although they did beat Heidelberg, who looks real good. Heidelberg plays Cake in the loser's bracket to get to that game at 7:30. And my favorite in the B bracket is Heidelberg, although they will, if they face Haynes again, that they're going to have their hands full.
And how about some of the other men's brackets there?
In the C bracket, we have a Friday 3:30 p.m. matchup with Kluck Juan and the winner of Metlakatla and Heidelberg. Metlakatla has won some close games as well, and Heidelberg has a couple more Eden Shaw brothers. So they're solid all the way through the Eden Shaw family. So we'll see who wins that matchup between the winner of Metlakatla Heidelberg and Kluck Juan. The winner of that Friday matchup will go to the championship on Saturday.
Okay, and the Masters?
Masters, I still like Cake in the Masters bracket. They get their rivals Hoonah, and the winner of that game will go automatically to the Saturday's championship game at 4:30. Now, today, Friday, we'll have Kluck Juan versus the loser of the Kekuna matchup for a play-in game to the championship on Saturday. So I like Cake in the Masters bracket right now.
Any kind of big performances or games that kind of stick out in the last couple days?
Kyle Fossman's 45 points in the second game of the B bracket are still a tournament high, I think. In the M bracket, I saw somebody hit 9 3-pointers in an M bracket game, which was pretty phenomenal. I didn't see how many shots he was taking. He must have put up a good number there, but 9 3-pointers anyway you slice it in a winning game as well is pretty spectacular.
Okay. Well, Kevin Gullison, thanks a lot for the update. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Matt.